Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. Hope you're enjoying the new year, and I know God's got new things for you. And this is a time right now where we want to really get effective in all that we do. This is a time in which God's given you a lot of tools through the internet. He's given you a lot of things. We have so much. We're so rich. We don't really realize we're rich with revelation because we have, you know, the prophetic words flowing on the internet everywhere. We're rich with technology even, and we can do Bible searches. There's just so much right now. And so I want to actually talk about how to do some things this year that will be very practical. Ministry. Maybe you want to start a ministry. Maybe you want to get a better job, or maybe you want to get out of debt even. Maybe you want to have some more time to be able to do these things. I'm going to share some things that I went through to go from where I was to where I am now. I just didn't get here automatically. All right, Lord, we pray that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might, knowledge. We pray for this. These are mentioned in Isaiah 11. We pray, Lord, for those things. We pray that we come into line with the Holy Spirit over our life. We'd be able to hear your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, making more time. Well, time's the one thing that we all have in common, which is interesting. I have just as much time as you. And it's how you spend your time that really matters. And Jesus was aware of this. Mark 1:35, it said, very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up. He left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And then Simon and his companions came and looked for him. And they found him and said, hey, everyone's looking for you. You ever feel that way? Suddenly, you know, everyone comes looking for you. That's why I get up early. But you might not be an early person. Like my wife, she operates more at night. She stays up late. I get up early. I'm in bed earlier, but that's because I'm wired this way. But find a time that really is effective, or find that time when you're the most creative. Maybe you're busy with working a job or two. Maybe you're, you know, maybe you're working jobs and raising a family. Maybe you're trying to go to school, doing all of the above. But it doesn't matter. You still have the opportunity each day to get in line with heaven and spend some time with the Lord, even if it's just a few minutes. I remember back when I was doing my corporate job, that's what I would call it, you know, in my 30s, 20s and 30s, I worked 20 years in corporate types of jobs. I was in banking. I was working for not retail, but wholesale companies. And I was running a lot of different things in the San Francisco Bay Area for corporations. And, you know, when I came back to the Lord in the 80s, in the 1980s, I knew I needed to get into full-time ministry. I didn't know how to do it. So I started doing training. Didn't matter how much time you do. I did that much time, man. I tell you, I was very busy. And so what I did, I would pull over the side of the road on my way to work, and I would just take 5 minutes even. Sometimes it was 10. I would open the Bible. I'd read, you know, I'd either read a psalm, I'd read something. And I just take one note, maybe one little bullet point of how God spoke to me. That's all I would do. Then I had a little prayer list I'd do. Then I'd jet off to work. You know, it wasn't a big deal. But if you do that consistently, remember that? If you ever heard me talk about small things done consistently over time will build up. And that's what it did with me. But I want you to think of this, is if you want to do a little bit of study each week, make a list of the few things that you need to complete, make sure, you know, that you look at some things like this. I'm not really going to talk about goal setting here or anything like that. But if you're just driving your life without a plan, you know, we plan vacations, we plan retirement. You might need a life plan. And maybe you feel stuck in your job. I know that I did. You know, I liked the people I was working with. It was a corporate job in the San Francisco Bay Area. But I knew I had this ministry call. I was, you know, working in the evenings I was volunteering in a mission hall. I was visiting people on death row San Quentin. I was working with, you know, my church. I was doing all this stuff, but I really felt like I needed to get out of that. I felt stuck. Now, we're not all called to full-time ministry. Don't leave the workforce. We're the light, you know, we have the light of the Lord. If everybody leaves, there'll be darkness in the workforce. And so even for the years after this, I still have had a connection back into business because of this. But here's how I got out. I felt stuck in my job. Then one day, I read Colossians 3:23. Write it down. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work with it with all your heart as if working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive your inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving. Wow, that hit me. And God told me, he says, I'm not going to release you into your next level of what he was calling me to do, you know, so I can get some ministry training. That's what I need to do. Is back then, I need to get ministry training. We didn't have the internet training like we do now. But he said, I'm not going to do this until you actually see that your ministry is at work. And that you start using your spiritual gifts at work, just like you do at church, just like you do at the mission, and do the different things like that. I felt stuck and unhappy at work. And then all of a sudden, God opened it up for me. I began to pray and prophesy just the way I would do. Back then, I didn't have the type of prophetic ministry that I do now, but I definitely had a gift of intercession. It's 20 years ago, and I had a gift of prophetic intercession. I'd pray. I would fast for the finances for the job I had. And even if it was a non-Christian environment, in fact, they're kind of hostile towards me as a Christian. But that didn't matter. The Lord told me to do it anyway. And as I did that, it developed favor. And I want you to know your current job is a pathway to what God wants to take you to the next season. He might be using that bad experience, or he might be using those people at work or bad relationships to actually develop those areas of your life. That's what he was doing with me. He was showing me how to love. And he might be using that and waiting to release you. So view your job, your current situation, by the way, whatever you do, you know, with your time, is maybe you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, or maybe you're retired. That's your full-time job. Use your spiritual gifts in the marketplace. Be real. Be vulnerable. Learn to speak in a non-religious language with people. Be kind and loving to people, and don't judge them. This is what I did. I developed this message years ago of the love, not judge, and it all of a sudden opened something up for me. And then the Lord opened up this door shortly, about a year later. Once I started using my gifts, I started blessing those around me. Jesus says, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And then it shifted. They didn't see me that way anymore. They didn't see me as an adversary. I was actually sought after a little bit, you know, in the company that I worked for to get these types of strategies. Sometimes they didn't understand it, but they did know that there was something going on there because God was giving me things for it. And so if you want to do something new, you don't have to go into full-time ministry. Maybe it's just something God's calling you to. Then what you do is take some steps right now and go over the Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Go over that and begin to pray and ask God to show you what to do next. Now, I was actually stuck. I'll be honest with you. I had child support back in the 80s. You know, I had a good amount of debt. You know, I was struggling and I couldn't take on one more thing. Well, I want to tell you, do small things. You could actually do some work on the side. Now, what I did, now we have the internet now, but I want to tell you, if you have a goal or a dream you want to get to and you don't have the money, you might be able to get your way to it like what I did. I started working on computers for people at my church. As first, I wanted to make some extra money because I was kind of maxed out. Couldn't make any more at work. I was in debt. I wanted to take some extra ministry training, you know, correspondence courses back then, things like that, books to read, but I didn't have the ability to do that. So I started fixing computers for people at my church. And it opened up a lot of relationships for me. It also ended up opening a business for me that the Lord used that as a computer networking business for 5 years that actually launched what we do now with church planning and inline connection. It launched out of a small business that turned into quite a big business, actually. Not that big, but we had employees, we were blessing people, and there was a lot of stuff going on. But now, you can work online. Did you know that about 80% of jobs that we have right now can be performed online? You know, telecommuters, online businesses, and stay-at-home freelancers is what I call them. And I'm one right now. I'm a stay-at-home prophet. During this time of, I walked through a four-year time of difficult health things, and the Lord used the increases four times on the internet. But you're in a time right now, same type of thing. You can make extra money to pay off debt, to save for school, to do some mission work. Maybe you want to bless people. When we first started doing it, I wanted to get more money to bless people. You know, Inline Connection, my ministry, 90% of our team, we have an office 2 hours away from where I am, L.A., but we're in Santa Maria. We have an office with accounting and shipping and things like that, and we have real people, but we have 90% of our team is located all over the United States, and used to have some people from Canada, but now it's just the U.S., and it's a virtual environment that we've created. And so here's some tips for you. And this is what I said to someone. How we actually started a long time ago is I needed someone. We couldn't find the level of expertise that I needed in a small town I lived in. And so this is with my ministry. And so I hired some, I didn't want to outsource to India or anything like that, but we begin to outsource in a sense and get people, you know, to help out. Listen to me. Listen, here's the story that's going to really help you. Is I met a couple that would be perfect. I needed an assistant for about a year or so. It was a transitionary period between the time we were moving and different things like that. And I just couldn't find the level of assistance, a personal assistant. I needed one because I had lost one that I had for 5 years. It was amazing, like losing your right arm. And I found this couple who were working for a big ministry that you would know of. Now, we're on the West Coast. They were in the East. And so they had a different time zone than we did. They were off by three hours different. And I said to them, I'd actually heard their story that they wanted to plant a church, but they couldn't leave their job as, they were overseeing a school of ministry for a big ministry, but they couldn't leave their job to go plant the church because they were in debt. I said, well, why don't you become my assistant? The two of you, you can be my virtual assistant after you get off work and make some extra money between the two of them. They did that. They got out of debt within a year, and they went and planted a church. Just saying that you can do some things right now. Don't be a victim, especially when it comes to debt. If you're a victim, you feel like you have nothing. Yeah, there's no way out. But you can actually make more money. You can spend less. You can do things. I actually have a book that you might want to check out. You can get the PDF even, or the printed book on how to flip your financial future, where I talk about these things. Dave Ramsey has helped millions of people get out of debt. You could just check him out. He helped us. We went through some training. We got out of debt personally. We've never been back. We've got out of debt as a ministry too. And we've actually do things now that are a different strategy. Maybe you feel called to do something. Maybe to write a book or maybe develop an online course and take some radical steps. I took radical steps. I believe that all things are possible for those who believe. And so if you feel like you have something, I have a book called Write a Book Quickly, or my online course, Write Your Book Now. I'm just saying I do these things so that you can grab hold of it. It's not like you're going to make a lot of money necessarily on books. You'll find that out later. But it gets your message out there, and it will cause people to be able to be blessed by things. It's not about money. You know, it's about touching lives anyway, but you may want to check that out. I took radical steps to get out of debt. I took radical steps to get out of my full-time job, and I'm calling you right now to pray over this and see what is your radical step. God, I pray that you would reveal the radical step for each person listening to me right now, to get out of debt, to finance your idea or your business, to get some ministry training, to get out of this bad situation. Some people need to get into a different type of job or get out of a bad relationship. There's all kinds of things like that. Lord, I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be doing an online training. It's called Activate Your Life Purpose, Strategies for the New Season. It's January 18th of 2020. It's at 10 to noon. Just go to DougAddison.com/activate. Watch the video that I put together. It's very inexpensive. We priced it less than a cup of coffee a day so that you can afford it. And it's going to have some strategies. It's going to set you up for what God has for you in this new year. Also, be sure to follow my daily prophetic words and get the Doug Addison app at your app store. All right, it's going to be an exciting new year. So happy, and I'm so thrilled that you're following me on social media and also on my podcast. We're really grateful for everybody. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.